What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done discussing sports.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Get well, Goo, under the weather. And the Giants are two in back of the Mets for the race for the last wild card. And you were talking about Drew Gilbert and his excitement level and... I mean, let's face it. He's crazy, right? He's a lunatic.
In baseball terms, sure. He's clinically insane.
Sure, he's a lunatic. He's a lunatic. He's got energy. And I mean that in a good way, by the way, lunatic. So here's my first question about Gilbert. So he's been instrumental in this season, and he's gotten this team more energized. Let's give him that. But why wasn't Adamas good enough to be that guy? You know what I mean? Like, Adamas from day one has been like Gilbert, not to that extent, obviously. But Adamas is a rah-rah type of guy. And, you know, what do you think it is about Gilbert that, is it just that he's such a crackpot?
Well, he is, which is why I like him. But number two, it did work with Willy Adamas. How did they start the season?
True.
They started 12-4. And then eventually subsided and faded, which this too shall pass. I mean, Drew Gilbert and his energy is not going to be able to carry them, I don't know. I mean, I don't think all the way to the World Series or anything like that. But for a time, I think it's absolutely necessary. Like, that kind of energy takes so much pressure off of everyone else who is thinking about their at-bats, who is thinking about, oh my God, here we go again. Like, Drew Gilbert, in a way, the reason why I think he works differently than Adamas is he has no frame of reference. He's never played in the major leagues before. This is all completely new for him. So this is all completely fun for him. Like, yes, they were losing some games. He wasn't losing games. He got traded here. He was a River Cat. He's bounced around. I think what Drew Gilbert has done is bring a college type of energy to the Giants. And it appears to be, I think, the perfect elixir for whatever was ailing them, because this team could not get out of its own head. That's why I don't think the coaching staff has done much differently. What this is proving to me, and what the Giants have really proved this entire season, is it is about the players. Like, it just is. And so I think Adamas is more of a steady Eddie type of voice, type of leader. And you need that form of a veteran in your locker room. But you also need a little bit of crazy, especially if you're a team that doesn't have the most talent.
Well, and also you got to acknowledge that, you know, he made the show. That's the other thing that's going on here. You know, he's in the big leagues for the first time. And you know, I can't hate on him for being excited about probably fulfilling a lifelong dream. So that's clearly a part of it too. It's not just that he's galvanized, you know, it's that he's a factor now on a major league roster. And there's a problem though. You know what's going to happen. And I'll bet it happens in the next week.
What, they play the Dodgers?
No. And Major League Baseball is going to have to step in.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I think they are.
No.
They cannot allow this choking celebration. You think I'm kidding? I am not kidding. If you haven't seen it, it's kind of weird, but Chapman goes up to Gilbert and kind of chokes him before the game or after a big
hit.
This
is how they get themselves ready.
It's not a good optic. It's a little strange, and there's a violent aspect to it. I'll bet you. I don't know, just a little weird.
Oh, heck yes.
A little strangulation never hurt anybody. I mean, I'm just being honest. Look, Drew Gilbert, okay, maybe they got to put the kibosh on the stranglehold. I don't know. It seems very WWE to me, which is really what he's kind of been this entire time. Now, to be fair, he's also, look, he's had a couple big games. He's played well in right field. You know, his contributions on the field aren't nothing, but to me, what he brings to the locker room and to the dugout specifically, especially when this team has been rolling, to me, every time I think they show a highlight of him, or even you're just watching him, like last night, he was in the on-deck circle when I think it was Patrick. No. He was right before when Bailey hit the home run to right field. First one out of the dugout, just in his face, barking at him. Like, the kid doesn't know any better. And that eventually, again, is going to fade, and you might run into some better teams and stuff like that. But for right now, he's the perfect shot in the arm for a team that was dead. And I can't explain it, but I do believe that Drew Gilbert is the biggest reason why this team is suddenly off the canvas.
So would it be okay now if I'm talking about, let's say, Matt Chapman, and I say, tell you what, he's a choke artist.
Well, that would fit.
Chapman's a choke artist.
That's a four.
Apparently. Hey, they're, like I said, they're two games in back of the Mets. Well, let me ask you a question. Sometimes I have a conversation that I want to get into, but I'm not really good at nailing down how I want to explain it. And it's this. When something like this happens to the Giants, they're playing well, they're two back. I think they were seven back about 10 days ago. You know, and I'm just going to use Willard as an amalgam. You know, him and Dibley had a funeral for him, all right? We know that everybody gave up on him. I thought their season was dead, clearly.
I did too.
Does that matter? Does that matter? Let's say there's a fan out there that never gave up, but that fan knows that a bunch of people got, you know, despondent and thought the season, like, does it matter? Yeah, and this is what I mean. Josh Allen leads a comeback Sunday night, and he says, yeah, I wish the fans wouldn't have left. Like, does that matter? And is there a difference? I don't think so. Among fans in cities in terms of their level of commitment. Like, does it tell something about a fan if they did? Not that they quit on the team, but just, you know, yeah, we're not going to win it this year. We're probably not going to the playoffs. Okay, now you're two games back. It's okay to watch the last 17 games as a fan again, you know?
Oh, no, it is. I mean, but that's why I think this particular Giants team has been so perplexing this year, because right now, like, for 2 weeks, they've been the best team in baseball. But then prior to that, for about 2.5 months, they were the worst team in baseball. And so it's impossible to pin them down. Like, it just is. And that's why I've started to watch them over the last, I would say, week. Especially, you know, on weekends, like, I'm driving down to Santa Clara for a broadcast. Like, I'll listen on the radio, and I just enjoy listening to baseball. And it...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's been kind of fun to like take a break from them because they were just so ugly and they just seem like a despondent team to now where you don't really know what happened. And that's why I kind of think this guy Drew Gilbert's at the center of it because it makes no sense how they've been able to suddenly turn their just insignificant playoff chances into a legit shot to make the postseason. I don't know if they will. It makes no sense.
I mean, it doesn't.
Stunning.
But a lot doesn't make sense. Like they're making a September run.
Offense in baseball after literally looking like they have been swinging broomsticks for 3 months. I mean, riddle me that. I can't tell you.
See, I wonder sometimes. I'm looking at their last, let's say, 18 games, and when did this thing start? Let's say they lost the walk off to the Brewers, and then they won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row, 6 of 7, and that's when they got going. So here's what I think sometimes happens. All right, you lose that game to the Brewers, then you come back and you win a game 7-1, and then you win the last game 4-3. So I don't view it as a chicken and an egg thing. I also view it as they won some games which started to add, you know what I mean? Like if Gilbert comes here and is jumping around, but they lose a couple games, you know, I don't think he matters that much and his impact doesn't matter that much, but they, whether it was all him or just a small part of him, the fact that when he came up, they started winning games, that just built a natural enthusiasm from the guys who have been here. And then you add him into the mix. And now it's like, well, I don't know if he started the winning or the winning started. And now it's, it's infectious, but whatever it is, like they, I think, believe that they can, how many games are left? 17?
Something like that. Yeah.
I think they go 12-5 or something like that and get in here.
Well, part of it is they've also been the team who's chasing. You know, they haven't had to be chased yet. And I do wonder what will eventually happen if this team, let's say, draws even with the Mets or potentially the Padres, and, you know, the games start to really matter. Because I think one of the reasons why Gilbert has represented this sort of, like, childhood, you know, energy is because kids don't really know what's, like, they don't know what's going on. You know, they're just playing, and they don't have a care in the world. But the rest of the players, I think, have been able to, like, set the actual season's expectation to the side because they were dead in the water. Now, the games are going to get, especially when the Dodgers come to town, especially you play them seven times in the next couple weeks, like, those games are going to matter, especially in the division. So, you know, I do wonder how they'll react to that. But for now, they're on a roll. And I just, we've spent so many days killing them throughout this season that I do think you got to give them their flowers for fighting. I mean, whether they make the playoffs or not, it has me feeling a lot more optimistic about their prospects in the future, and that some of the decisions that were made by the front office that we were, and I'll say, like, I was ridiculing, Posey might have been onto something.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the most impressive part of this run, and what did you say, 13-3 and 14-4 over the last 16 and 18?
They're 13-3 over the last 16 games.
And to me, what's most impressive about that, Evan, is about a week ago they were hot. And remember, we were saying, but they haven't picked up any ground. And then in the course of a week, they probably picked up more ground than, you know, they picked up as much ground as you'd expect to pick up maybe in 2 weeks. So, like, I think that's the other thing that's happening. I think these guys know, you know, when it's at seven games, they were all talking like, you know, let's just keep playing good baseball, see what happens. They weren't saying we're going to come back and make up a seven game lead. They played well. It got to 6-5-4, and now it's at 2, and you don't even have to. Now you don't have to say, well, we'll see how it plays out. We just want to play good base. No, now it's like you go 12-5. You may make it in. Like, they're getting to the point, and I know there's two. They're getting to the point where they control their own destiny. And I'm not just saying it when they get past the Mets, then they'll, you know what I mean? Like, if they play well enough, they can get to the postseason now.
Well, that's going to be hard to do. I mean, like, this is their stretch.
I know.
But that's kind of my point, is, like, you have to appreciate what they've done over these 3 weeks. You just do. Like, last night, and it like, they controlled that game from start to finish. From the very first inning, Adames comes to the plate after the first two guys get on and just launches a home run. I was sitting in the bleachers. It almost hit me in the face. Like, those
Was there a melee for the ball? Who got the ball?
Well, at the time in the first inning, there actually wasn't a lot of competition for it. We do have to get into some of these foul ball issues in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the game was theirs from the start. I mean, Patrick Bailey is pimping a home run to right field. The guy couldn't hit a home run to save his life 2 weeks ago. You know, I can't explain that. And that's why the nickname Cuckoo Kadrew to me is, I mean, I really like it, because Cuckoo Kachoo is a lyric from the song I Am the Walrus. The Beatles, right?
Correct.
Do you know the meaning of that song?
It's so funny you bring up that particular line, because I was watching a Bill Maher clip the other day. Did you know what I'm talking about, Risotto?
I think so.
And he was talking about how the Beatles are this great band. He's like, but they wrote some terrible songs. They have terrible lyrics. And Maher goes, I am the walrus. Like, what is that? But that's not a great line. So take it from there.
No, but that's the point. So I Am the Walrus was written by John Lennon intentionally to be absurd and meaningless, because every time the Beatles came out with a song, all these, you know, lyricists, analysts, and I don't know, you know, literary people who try to find symbolism in all these deep lyrics and meanings, they would always search for something deeper with the Beatles. Yeah. So John Lennon wrote something intentionally non-profound. It makes no sense. The song is not supposed to be some call to a higher power. He wrote it because he was probably on LSD. And in the song is Cuckoo Kachoo, which means nothing. There's no symbolism behind it. There's no explanation. There's no reasoning. And so Cuckoo Kadrew Gilbert, there's no reasoning behind it. There is no logic. There is no literary analysis that you can make about him or the Giants right now. That's the point. And so that's why I asked you, because right now a lot of this is not making sense, but it doesn't mean that we can't appreciate it for happening.
Well, what question, and you said it exactly. Like, nobody's going to explain, nobody can explain what happened. Or there's a million explanations for why what's happening is happening. But I'm not asking people to explain it. I mean, we can all call in here and say, well, you know, Devers got here and he needed an adjustment and Adames needed half a year. And then their pitching got a little banged up and now it's coming together. All that stuff is true. My question is, how do you view this team right now, two games out of the wild card, moving forward, knowing that 5 weeks ago, this team was essentially non-existent. We weren't talking about him anymore. Buster Posey had made a couple moves that indicated the direction they were going in. I mean, this could all just be a crazy run out of nowhere that means nothing. These kind of runs, Evan, I saw a lot of them with the Warriors over the years, and we never knew if they were actually building something right now or it didn't mean anything, or they were kind of catching teams at the right time. So I want to know from Giants fans, like, what have the last 5 weeks done? I mean, do you feel way more optimistic about last year? Is it a foregone conclusion now that Melvin's coming back? I think so. You're not going to fire Bob Melvin now, are you?
Can't. Why are you fast-forwarding, though? Like, why are you thinking about the future?
Because I'm asking what people think about this team right now and how they're feeling about it, moving forward.
In my mind, the fact of the matter is people are watching the Giants again. People are paying attention to them. We're talking about them. That's what's been changed about the Giants. I mean, they were lifeless. They had nothing going for them, and it looked like, I mean, everyone wanted to blow it up, break it down, you know, reassemble parts, juggle the puzzle pieces, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but that to me has all been stopped. And the remainder of the season, that's the main course. The whole point, I don't know about you, Steiny, but coming into this season, and I had no clue it was going to play out the way it did. I didn't have them starting fast. I certainly didn't have them slumping when they got Devers. I didn't have them getting back up and getting into this postseason race. But what I thought this season should be about is an October chase. A postseason push where you get a taste of what playing meaningful baseball games are about. That's what they're doing. And how they got there to me doesn't really matter. The point is whether or not they make the postseason, this is where this group and this franchise should be in year one of Buster Posey. They haven't been playing meaningful baseball games for the large part of the last seven seasons. They have been chasing the number 500 for the better part of all of Farhan Zaidi's tenure. And in year one, there are two games back on September 10th with 20 days left in the month and an opportunity to sneak in and steal a wild card spot. Like, that's a positive.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to get at. So, you know, like Austin on the YouTube chat saying, you know, they're two games back. Enjoy it. Like, enjoy the last 17 games. Well, first of all, I'm going to enjoy it. And that's why I sit down and watch baseball, because I enjoy watching baseball. I'm more interested in how we're feeling about the staying power of this. Yes, we're going to watch to see if they can get it done, but I'm sure there are some fans that are saying, God, you know, if we would have done this, that, or the other thing, like, who is this team? I guess is what I'm asking. I know who they are right now. Right now, they've won 13 of 16. So where they're at right now, my question to fans is, like, are you happy?
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Be with it, or are you frustrated with it a little bit because of what the way the season has gone on? Do you feel better that you can get something done this year? And you know, I can understand optimism around this team, and I just want to see how much the fans believe in this optimism or how they're approaching the last 17 games. Whether is this like is this all gravy in a way, and it takes some of the disappointment away. You know what? We got to this point. We got 17 games. Let's go for it. If we get it, we're finally back in the postseason. If we don't, well, we've had a, like, have they had a good year as of right now? Like, they're in it. Let's say they stay in it, but they come up a little short.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think you say yes, and I might say that's a good start to getting things turned around, but there may be some other fans who are like, no, we should have made it into the playoffs, or we underachieved. And some might say they overachieved.
Well, and to me, those are fans that gave up and have refused to come back and watch this team. Because if you've been watching them for the past couple of weeks, you can't tell me that this team isn't intriguing, and for reasons unknown. But to me, Steiny, it's not about looking forward or measuring them against what happened. It's embracing what they're doing now. That, to me, is something we miss all the time in sports. We fast forward or we look back. I choose to be present with this San Francisco Giants baseball team. And that means that they might lose today. They might get swept by the Dodgers, and we'll come back and we'll say, huh, you know, that was tough. But I don't look at it like a mirage. Like, this team is, who is this team? That's an unanswerable question. This team is completely different than it was when they started in late April, when they started in spring training. They sold at the deadline. They got this nut job in right field named Drew Gilbert, who I hadn't heard of before this year, who I hadn't heard of before August 1st. You know, they got players left and right coming out of the bullpen when their closer goes down with a UCL injury. Last night, I thought Bob Melvin, he may have pulled an unintentionally good string, but when Matt Gage couldn't get out of a jam and he went to this guy named Joel Piguero, who throws 102 with a 94-mile-an-hour breaking ball, he immediately comes in, strikes out two guys, you get out of the jam, leave him stranded in scoring position. Like, That's who the Giants, that's the way they've been playing baseball. And I just feel like we're learning more about the new version of the San Francisco Giants. And that's what makes it difficult for me to say, well, does it mean Melvin's job is safe? Does it mean that they can make the postseason? Does it mean that next year they got staying power? Like, all of those questions we can answer down the line. But for right now, this team is playing quality baseball for the first time, and it feels like an eon. Because for the majority of this year, especially since they got Devers, they've been one of the worst teams.
888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know, Evan's got me thinking about where the Giants are right now. And they have 17 games to go. They're playing meaningful games. There's no doubt about it. You can't say that this is a pipe dream anymore. I think it's more realistic than it's been all season, quite frankly. And so I'm interested in the psyche of the fans. And are you kind of like Evan and you're just, this is all we ever wanted, and this is good, and Evan's ready to, you know, in essence, if they can kind of finish up this way, that's a good year. Even, you know, if they don't make the playoffs but win 85 games, it's a good starting point. I don't necessarily disagree. I want to know how Giant fans feel about where the team is right now. That segment brought to you by Safeway. Poor Guru. He could have had his say today.
Well, he could have it tomorrow.
Yeah, he could. What is it now? Two games, Giants?
Well, there's a couple of things that I'm going to debunk today.
All right.
And you might not like it. In fact, I can guarantee you're not going to like it. So you're right. I am a bit spicy here on a Wednesday. But I was at the game last night, and I got to tell you, we're all dead wrong about these boys. Now, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. I don't know what the team is going to turn into in the near future, but they are not dead. And so that's the one reason I wish that Guru was here today, because he would be high as a kite on what San Francisco Giants baseball has become the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying they got a chance. They're two back, three if you add in the tiebreaker. They got one more today against the Diamondbacks. They got the seven against the Dodgers coming up ordinarily would sound like a gauntlet, but they're not playing great right now. Their pitching is questionable right now. So, I mean, if the Giants are to do it, they're going to do it through the Dodgers. They're going to have to go 5-2 against the Dodgers at least.
This ain't about who's coming up and who's on the rest of the schedule. I mean, seriously. You can't play the schedule game. You cannot play the schedule game in baseball. Have we not learned anything over the last 5.5 months about the San Francisco Giants? Have we not? You cannot play the schedule game with them. They might lose to the Marlins. They might lose to the White Sox. They also might win 9 in a row. They also might win 13 out of 16, which they're currently doing. They might lose 14 of 15 games at home, which has not been done since the team played at the Polo Grounds. You cannot assume anything about this baseball team. So don't talk to me about the Dodgers, because the Dodgers ain't in town today. The Dodgers don't play today against the San Francisco Giants. And that's really what we have come to learn about this team, is they might be the best team in baseball. They also could be the worst team in baseball. And you know what? To take a line from you, Steiny, that is baseball.
Well, baseball's spoken. And
what is it saying?
They're two
what
back.
What is it telling you?
They're two back.
Without the tiebreaker, but yes, they're two back.
The way I look at the Giants season, they started well, they struggled in the middle, and now they're finishing well. Like, if you take the whole season in totality, 145 games, whatever they've played, and they've had stretches of up and down play, and then you think of Bob Melvin, and you think of a guy who doesn't display a lot of emotion, who's Mr. Even Keel. How can this season be a reflect? They were good in the beginning. They were bad in the middle. They're good now. And I know those are general, vague overall statements, but how can that be Melvin if you're good, bad, and then good? Oh, he wasn't managing well in the middle 2 months, but he managed great at the first 2 months, not so great in the second two, and then, boy, he's really picked up his managing in the last 5 weeks, Evan. It's like, no, he's been the same guy the entire season. They went through a slump in the middle of the year, and they're trying to overcome it right now.
Well, can I stick up for my guy?
Who's your guy?
Pat Burrell. This is the number one hitting team in baseball the last 2.5 weeks. I mean, if we're going to kill him and call for his head every other week because Rafi Devers can't hit the broadside of a barn, the moment this team is literally the best hitting team in baseball, which I, by the way, cannot explain, they are hitting above 300. They have hit the second most home runs since August 26th. They are carrying this baseball team that is falling apart in terms of its pitching staff. Where's Pat Burrell's love? Like, and I'm saying this facetiously, but the point is, you're right. You cannot come down someone's road for the entirety of the season, and then when a team begins to perform, not mention them. Everyone around here at some point or the other, myself included, has wondered if Pat Burrell should have a job. And I don't necessarily think he's doing anything differently. This baseball team is pulling rabbits out of hats left and right, and that's one of the reasons I want to go to the game last night, because I had to see it with my own two eyes.
Did you see Willard out there? The yard? He was there.
No, he had better seats than me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I got to believe it was 35,000 out there, so it was probably hard to find him.
There's less people. But I got to give him credit. Willard texted me right after Adames hit the home run ball, because I texted him and said, we almost caught that ball because we were in the bleachers. And he said, well, if you don't have a lot of people, because we don't have a lot of tickets, if you'd like to come by section, blah, 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 Christy and I are sitting down there and you can come join us. And I couldn't, because I didn't want to leave my party, and the bleachers were a lot of fun last night. But he did offer to hook it up.
It's a good man. Good man. What was it, about 7 games? Oh, hey, what's up, Rizzo? How you doing, buddy? I didn't even know I was missing the reads. Shows you how locked in I was today. You said it was a little bit of a disappointing crowd out there. I watched,
well,
obviously,
on
TV. And, yeah, some of the upper decks were, yeah, kids are back to school. It's a week game.
It's also football season.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll be fine this weekend against the Dodgers. But you know what? There's if anybody out there was saying a month ago, well, they're playing for Bob Melvin's job, well, then ink him to an extension for 2 years from now, baby. The pressure was on, and he picked up his managing style when they needed it.
He hasn't done a single thing differently. And I was, again, it's tongue-in-cheek about Pat the Bat, because I don't know, maybe they ordered some more torpedoes. Like, I don't think the coaching staff has done anything differently. You want me to be honest? There's only one thing that's different about this team that I swear to God, I'm being 100% honest. There's one player who has changed this team, and you are all going to think that I'm absolutely crazy as this particular player. I swear to God, it's Drew Gilbert. Drew Gilbert has single-handedly changed this baseball team, and I'm being honest. He has brought college and minor league baseball to the pros. He has defibrillated the rest of these old guys on the roster. You know what it takes to make progress, Steiny?
What's that?
In any walk of life, it takes the wisdom of the elders and the youthful energy from someone like Drew Gilbert. I'm telling you, he's nuts, but he's the perfect kind of crazy for this baseball team. You think I'm playing?
No, I don't think you're playing.
They're 13-3 over the last 16. Since this guy came up and actually started producing in games that he has played, they're 14-4. Drew Gilbert has impacted winning, I would argue, maybe more than anybody on this team this season.
More than Devers?
Well, he's hitting the crap out of the ball, but he's got Devers alive. No, seriously, you see the way that people talk about him. You see the way that he interacts in the dugout. You see the way that he is able to get someone like a stoic Robbie Ray or the serious Matt Chapman to act like a kid again. That's what baseball's about. And this dude is up here doing God knows what in right field. And every single time you take a look at him, he's in the dugout getting choked out or slapping the side of the railing of the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this—he's a spark plug.
Well, let me tell you something. He—if he's not responsible for this team going 14-4, or the main reason. That means it's just a coincidence. And if it's just a coincidence and they go 3-7 in the next 10 games, I bet you he's not that little spark plug you think he is. You know, it's great when you're 14-4 over 18 games, Drew Gilbert, but kind of can get a little old if you start losing, Evan, that kind of youthful
So when they stuff. Got Rafael Devers, up until Drew Gilbert made his Major League Baseball debut, this team was 15 games below 500. They stunk. They were literally the worst team in baseball. And then what happened? They brought up a kid that no one expected anything from. And that's why I know that baseball is about numbers, but it's still a sport with human beings. And this individual human being, who on the weekends, I got to give it to my guy Dan Devone, calls him cuckoo. Well, I'll take it a step further. He is cuckoo Kadrew. This guy he might be insane, I don't know. But on the ball field, he takes the pressure off of everybody else because everyone outside the lines is looking at him. He is making Adamas, Chapman, Devers, all these guys feel like kids again. And it's been at the perfect time of the season.
I'm not going to deny you that. And this has been a team that's energy's been questioned. So he sticks out like a sore thumb. Absolutely. However, you know, there is one thing that I'm worried about, and that is I think Major League I got to explain it on the other side, but I think Drew Gilbert and the Giants are just headed for a little trouble as it relates to Major League Baseball. That's all. That'll be my tease.
We could talk about
it. And I don't know. Something has to change, and I'll bet it changes sooner rather than later. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Cordelia RV Center.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.